The book of Romans, part 12. I'm Professor Anders Redlinghuis of the First Assembly of Yafashua, South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of the books which I've written, or maybe the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version, the one that was translated by Dr. Joseph Briant Rottenham in 1860, where he used a 1611 King James Bible and translated the names of Yaffa, Yafashua, and the Ruach HaKodesh in it. I have a couple of copies available, and I also have a promotion for the same price that you normally buy one Bible. I will give you two Bibles for the same price, and that is postage included from Postnet to Postnet in South Africa and Namibia. Should you require anything or have a question, you can contact me at my WhatsApp number, +27 international code 0722 367 124. Just go to my website https://yahvah.co.za. As you can see on the top here, if this is the first time that you are participating in our study, you are so very, very welcome. Please go to part one. You already missed out on a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel as a new viewer. Very important, subscribe, so in order that you can receive the different notifications of all the studies that we are currently busy with. Please send this link to your friends and family. Make sure it is over 1611 King James Bible. Ready, pen and notepad. Hallelujah. It's very important to know that we do not associate ourselves with the following people, churches or denominations. Any Messianic groups, the Hebrews, the Israel Vision groups, the Hebrew Roots movement, the Sacred Name movement, the Yah movement. We are not part of the Jehovah Witnesses churches or the Seventh-day Adventists, any Roman Catholic denominations or Protestant churches. Instead, we are only an end-time Bible study group, and we are functioning throughout the world on the internet. We are mainly using the ancient Hebrew Sacred Name Bible, as explained by Dr. Joseph Briant Rottenham, which was changed and written in 1860, where we use the sacred names. The name Jesus was originally Yafashua. The name God was originally Elohim or Hashim. The name Lord was originally Yaffa. And the name of the Holy Spirit was originally the Ruach HaKodesh. I just want to say this. Sacred Name Bible, it's not the 1902 Emphasis Bible. It's not the same Bible. This, we are distillated ourselves from that Bible. It is a restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rottenham version. Trust this Bible study is going to be a blessing unto you this morning, and we're going to continue right now. We are looking at Romans chapter 1 verse 11. I just want to read the scripture again in verse 11, just to go into verse 12. I, Apostle Paul, long to see you, who are the bride of Yafashua, that I may impart into you some spiritual gifts, hallelujah, which is the gifts of the Ruach HaKodesh, to the end you may be established, to the end of the day of the coming of Yafashua for us, or the day that I die. Even to us in the 21st century, without the Ruach HaKodesh gifts, it is impossible to make a difference in the world. We are called to make a difference. We are called to make a difference. If we can't make an impact, we are wasting our time. We need to be like fresh bread, fresh water unto an unsafe world. You know what? They're seeking, they're looking, they're longing for somebody just to speak to them. If you see things that people are grasping on the internet and just making that part of their dogma and their own theology, it's actually laughable. Romans 1 verse 12. The Apostle Paul says, that I, Apostle Paul, may be comforted together with you. Not only the the Roman people 2,000 years ago. He's talking to us as bride in 2026. You see, why do I always I'm referring to as bride? Because this gospel is so fresh and new when we hear it. It is as if it was for the last 2,020 years. Hallelujah. It has an impact in people's lives. It still has an impact in my life. So it must impact your life as well. When we say that we are evangelists, this gospel can never grow old. Jim Reeves used to sing a song, "Never Grow Old," in a land where we never grow old. Never mind the land, that is, yes. Let's concentrate on now, the now time. N-O-W, now. We are to make a difference now. While we are alive and well. While the time is still there. While we are in the season of grace. Hallelujah. Isn't that wonderful? We are living in the season of grace. Why? We're living in the seventh congregational time period, which is called the age of grace. The Bible says, he's speaking in Revelation 3 verse 14 to 22. Were you cold or hot? Because you're lukewarm, I'm going to spit you out of my mouth. This is the situation in the church world today. This is the situation how the church world is functioning today. I don't say every church, most of them are functioning under the supervision and the laws of the Roman Catholic Church. Why? Because it's profitable to them. It's profitable. We need to realize that we are living in the time of the Comforter, the Ruach HaKodesh. Like I said Monday morning, who lives within us. He lives within us. Doesn't live in temples made by hand. He said your bodies are the temple. But we need to make an impact in a lost world. If we can't make an impact, we are wasting our time. If people is not coming to repentance, we can stop this ministry tomorrow, tonight, this morning. You understand? Right now. Because it's useless then. But because this gospel is having an impact in people's lives, and also theologians, professors and doctors and ordinary people, that is that I, Apostle Paul, may be comforted together with you, who are also the bride of Yahushua in 2026, by the mutual faith. Listen to this word. Of what? Mutual faith in this time of grace where we are living in, this age, 2026. I always ask whoever, we're living in the age of grace, how is it going to come to its end, the age of grace? Easy. The coming of Yahushua, the Parousia in Greek. When he's coming to take his bride away, not the rapture. The coming is going to happen first for the bride. And the Parousia is going to happen, which is the Parousia. And the rapture, which is the Harpachu, is going to happen at Revelation 19 verse 7 to 11, when Yahushua is going to set his foot on the Mount Olive, and with him is coming, he's coming on a white horse. Now the church has taught us to come and make war. No, he's not going to make war. He doesn't have a sword in his hand. You can only make war if you've got a sword in the word says the sword of righteousness is in his mouth. He's going to speak righteousness over the unrighteous. That's on that moment that he will set his foot on Mount Olive. Why Mount Olive? Why not Table Mountain in South Africa? One of the best mountains, best known mountains in the world. Why Mount Olive in Jerusalem? Because which is going to happen as an effect on the remnant of Israel, the remnant, one third of Israel in the Great Tribulation will be saved. Yahweh is going to save one third of Jacob's bride. It's called Jacob's bride. We are part of the Gentile bride, and then you have the other part, which is Jacob's bride, and together we are the bride of Yahushua. Isn't that wonderful? So that's why you have a coming at the end of Revelation 3 verse 22. Why verse 22? It's the end of Revelation 3. Because Revelation 4 says, after this, he saw open, John saw open, Apostle John saw open door in heaven. Why? Why is the door open? That's where the bride, the bridegroom, and the Ruach HaKodesh went in. And then the door closes. Then it closed. End of grace. End of the period of grace. Go ask your pastor or your reverend. He must explain to you, how does the age of grace, how will it come to its end? And you will find out how little they know about it. Why? Because they are not taught in Bible schools or university. Especially universities today. You don't want to be in a university. It's all agnostic and atheistic. So he says, that is that I, Apostle Paul, may be comforted together with you, who are also bride of Yahushua in 2026, by the mutual faith. What do we have? We have mutual faith in Yahweh Almighty, Yahushua, through the Ruach HaKodesh. And what do we use? The revelation word of Yahushua. Hallelujah. By the mutual faith, both of you and me. This was Apostle Paul says. This mutual faith is not just one-sided. It comes from both sides. And I'm so glad that Yahweh has called a sinner like Saul to become Apostle Paul. Writing the books that he did wrote, I know we're living in a time where a lot of, especially the Israel Vision people, they don't believe in the writings of Apostle Paul, and most of the dispensationalists as well. They don't believe in Apostle Paul's writing. Big mistake. Big mistake. Yahweh has called him for the Gentiles. And I'm so glad Yahweh has called him. Because how otherwise would we have been saved? We are saved by the blood of Yahushua. But Apostle Paul has a way and a method of speaking to a Gentile. Where you realize that, but there, I don't need to be a Gentile. There's saving grace in the blood of Yahushua. Hallelujah. There's saving grace in the revelation blood of Yahushua. Hallelujah. And I'm experiencing the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh. We praise you, Yahweh Almighty, Yahushua, our Redeemer. There's saving grace. We're living in the age of grace. I always say grace is a name. His name is Yahushua. Hallelujah. And the Ruach, Father Yahweh is using the Ruach for us, in order to use us as instruments in the time where we are living in. He says, for both you and me. That is, that I, Apostle Paul, may be comforted together with you by the mutual faith, both of you and me. Mutual faith. And that's why we, as your first, needs to share the word. We need to function in the revelation word. We need to live in the Word. We need to breathe the Word. We need to eat the Word. We don't sit and eat the Word. We absorb it through our spirit. Now I have my own spirit, which is my personality. But we have the Ruach HaKodesh. In the old terms, the Holy Spirit, which guides and leads us and teaches us in all righteousness and truth. We are so blessed. We are so blessed. Do you know that? In order that Yahweh, through the blood of Yahshua, has given us a chance where we could accept this revelation word, which came by. It could have just gone by like a stream of water. And like most of the church world, be blinded. I was blinded, totally blinded. Pastor Rika, my wife, she saw it. And she grasped it. And she made her own. I didn't want to. It was too much for me. I couldn't believe that Yahweh has kept me 59 years of my life away from this truth. But we don't need to be blinded anymore. I want to say, like a chorus says, once I was blind, but now I can see. Hallelujah. Why? He's opened my eyes so I can see. It's like that blind man which for all his life, 40 years of his life, I think it was, that was sitting at the temple gate, and when Yahshua healed him, he ran into the temple and he told everybody, I can see. Aren't you the guy that was sitting there at the gate? Yes, I was blind, but now I can see. Who has touched you? Yahshua has touched me. And then they say, no, something is wrong, something. It couldn't have been. Yes, Yahshua has touched me. He's touched my eyes and I can see. And I'm so glad, Father Yahweh, through the word of Yahshua and the functioning of the Ruach HaKodesh, has stopped at us to reveal His revelation word unto us. What a privilege do we have this morning to be able to function in the revelation word. We are called with a supernatural calling, and that is to preach this gospel unto a lost world. We can never stop. We must never stop. As long as Yahweh is keeping us in this life to function, we need to be bold as Apostle Paul and the other apostles, not even fearing for their lives. Doesn't matter what they say. You can harm this body, but you can't harm the spirit of Yahweh in me. Both, he says, by mutual faith, both of you and me. Look at my fingers. Today we, who are part of the pride of Yahshua, need to grow in the spirit which is the Ruach HaKodesh. We need each other to be a testament unto a lost world, meaning that we need to learn from each other. And this is why this breakfast series is so important. In small portions, every morning there's bread of life and water of life. We must only allow ourselves in order for the Ruach HaKodesh to convince us through the Ruach HaKodesh. Till tomorrow morning, if His Father's will. Maranatha. Yahshua is coming back again. Hallelujah.